It's 8 a.m. on a bright, sunny morning at Sand Flats Recreation Area. Dozens of mountain bikes and motorbikes line the parking area of the Slick Rock Bike Trail as their owners sip cowboy coffee and down freshly made pancakes.
See if that microphone could just see.
We see.
Golden goodness.
A team from local outfitter Rim Tours is making sure people are well fed before hitting the world famous trail. The gearheads gathered this morning are about to do some restoration work in honor of the trail's 50th anniversary.
Yeah, my name's Jim Collins, and I'm here to set up on the big Slick Rock party today and go out and do some trail work as well on the Slick Rock Trail. We're going to be like moving some logs around and getting rid of some tracks that are in the dirt, you know, the little dirt pools that are around on the Slick Rock Trail and keeping people out of the crypto and that sort of thing.
Widely regarded as the trail that started it all for recreation tourism in Moab, people come from all over the world to test their skills on Slick Rock's petrified sand dunes. It may be a trail with a lot of star power, but it's also a special local hang.
Oh, you know, I spend so much time on the Slick Rock Trail, it's like my workout routine. You know, I come up here for like 3 days a week for an hour at a time and run the dog. And so I spend so much time up here. I've been doing that for like 17 years. 17 years.
You know, for a lot of the locals, this is our sunset ride. We come up, we do the practice loop, we go out and back, you know, watch the sunset. And I feel that's what it is for a lot of people, hikers, bikers, motorcyclists, dog walkers. They all come up here just to watch sunset because it is so beautiful. This is a very special place.
Tyson Swayze from Grand County Active Transportation and Trails. Throughout the year, the group maintains the area's non-motorized trail system. And today, he's leading the mountain bike crews on Slick Rock.
Yeah, so this is a collapsible trail tool. Collapses to where you can put it in a backpack, it's lighter.
Mountain bikes may have made the Slick Rock bike trail famous, but it was actually founded by a passionate group of motorbike enthusiasts in the late 1960s.
I'm Molly Taylor, and I'm here to celebrate the 50th of the Slick Rock Trail with Ride With Respect, a motorcycle trail group. I also mountain bike for fun, but I guess my passion is toward the motorized.
Taylor says that back in 1969, before there were designated motorcycle routes and trails, locals had the gumption to lobby the Bureau of Land Management for one. And the federal agency agreed.
In 1969, it was such a collaboration of local riders of this area and the BLM of a managing agency to put the trail in or officially designate the trail. So what a great celebration of use in a beautiful setting. Pretty special.
From its humble beginnings in 1969, it was the Slick Rock Bike Trail that helped bring new life to Moab decades later, once the uranium industry finally sputtered to a halt in the early 1980s. Slick Rock ushered in a new economy, recreation.
I mean, this trail is where, in the late 80s, when mountain biking was starting to kick off in the early 90s, this was one of the few places where mountain bikers could come and there was a trail already there for them. Mountain bike single track wasn't really a thing. People were riding old hiking trails and stuff like that, but this was built by motorcycles, and so it has similar characteristics to what mountain bikers look for. And so that history alone is huge. People have been riding this since the beginning of mountain biking.
Slick Rock earned distinction in 1992 as a national recreation trail. And around the same time, a unique management partnership grew up around it. The Sand Flats Recreation Area is co-managed by the BLM and Grand County. And mountain biking is now a worldwide industry. And many credit this trail for centering Moab in that economy.
Be ready in 10 minutes to go out and do some trail work.
Among the volunteers getting ready to head out on Slick Rock, I spot the local middle school and high school mountain bike teams.
My name is Elizabeth, and I'm here to ride.
My name's Sienna. I'm also here to ride the mountain bike team.
The seventh graders tell me that they just joined the middle school team over the summer. This is the next generation of locals growing up and going hard on the Slick Rock bike trail.
I like mountain biking because it's a good team, and it's super fun.
I liked mountain biking because of seeing the beautiful places that are in Moab and having a great experience with friends.
For more on the history and impact of the Slick Rock Bike Trail, there's a new documentary out called 50 Years of Slick Rock. You can find it at discovermoab.com. With KZMU Moab for Utah Public Radio, I'm Molly Marcello.